Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Syracuse is a journalism school.
They see big Notre Dame guy over here all of a sudden.
Well, no, not at all. You know, I hate the fact that they stopped playing Michigan so we couldn't smack them around every year. But, I mean, I'm just saying. Just saying, Syracuse also, shout out to them, because I saw a nice video from the Quarter Zip Boys in Syracuse, man. Shout out to them, man.
Okay. Shout out to the boys of Syracuse, then.
Are you tapped in with that? You should be. You're on TikTok a lot.
I am.
The Quarter Zip phenomenon.
No, I'm tapped into the Quarter Zip thing. I'm not on TikTok a lot. And when I say tapped in, I'm aware of it. I'm aware of this Quarter Zip thing that's happening.
That's what them boys at Syracuse, man. I don't want to say they started it, but I saw them early. That's why Syracuse gets a shout out.
What? What is it? Quarter Zips and
Matas?
Matcha tea. That's matcha. What it is. Yeah.
I'm not drinking the matcha tea.
I saw it and was like, I saw a TikTok and was like, oh. Okay, great. New thing happening.
Moving on from the Nike Techs. They ain't got to move on from them. Nike Tech is just fine. You got to move on. But
Nike Tech is like a little overrated. It's a little.
Overpriced. And it's, I know that much.
It's hella overpriced.
They feel hella good, though.
Them joints. Yeah, you love that stuff. Those are hella slim fits.
Yeah, they feel great.
Not my favorite. Super expensive.
Way too expensive.
And yeah, not my favorite.
Lil Ryan
not
got
my
a favorite Quarter favorite. Zip warm up for her birthday. So what you doing with a Quarter Zip?
Yeah, they really into those. All right. Well, salute. Y'all enjoy them. Chip Kelly, his Raider Quarter Zip had to be turned in. They finally fired Chip Kelly, which is pretty much what Raider fans were screaming for the day the press release went out that they hired Chip Kelly. And every Raider fan who thought this is going to go bad was right.
Also should note, they gave him $6 million per year.
Oh,
he was on a 3-year, $18 million deal for an offensive coordinator. Oh.
Can
who
you
gave
imagine?
Him that deal?
It had to be Mark, right? It had to be Mark Davis.
Well, Mark?
Not.
It's Mark, Tom. Or Pete?
My first thought is it's Tom and Pete. I feel like Mark.
Tom Brady could not have done that. Do you think Tom Brady could not have done that?
Yeah, I'll take Tom out of there. I think it's Pete. I feel like Mark, to a certain degree, is almost like, I could be wrong, but he feels like current Vivek. Like, hey, I messed it up last time hiring this guy, Pete, and what's the GM's name again?
Spytek,
go ahead, do what you do. I'm not telling you.
I constantly say Spytek because I always forget his first name.
It's John.
Is John? Are you being serious?
Being serious. Is John Spytek? Sure. I'm pretty sure it's John Spytek, though.
Okay.
It's. I feel so. I'm taking Mark out of that, as far as being responsible for that, and that leaves.
It is John, by the way.
It leaves John and Pete.
Okay.
And I would say I would lean more towards Pete because
I kind of feel like it was Pete too, but with the idea of Mark going, man, build me a dream team. Do whatever you got to do. Do whatever you got to do. Mm. And this is what we got.
Mm. I mean, it was
a horrible fit. Yeah. It went badly. You essentially wasted the rookie year of who I still believe is your star running back. Frustrating thing is you've got, I don't know how this is going to affect Geno, because Geno's been the biggest, this isn't what we thought it was going to be part of the Las Vegas Raiders. You have a couple of serious playmakers on the offensive end. I don't know how much Chip's ousting is going to affect Geno Smith, but you're going to have to figure out a way to make a change at quarterback. If you're willing to eat $18 million of or whatever the, you know, prorated salary winds up being for Chip Kelly, you've got to figure out a way to work around that dead cap of 20 some odd million dollars that Geno Smith has next year. Otherwise, you're looking at multiple years of young, talented offensive players going nowhere.
Well, look, and
not showing signs of leading to anything.
I know we've talked about this a couple of times, but Geno hasn't been great. But his offensive line is just awful.
It's off. 10 sacks is absurd.
And the killer with that is two of their first three picks in this past draft was offensive linemen. So it's not even like, hey, we need to work on that. You tried to work on that this offseason, this draft. And I'll stall Geno out just a little bit. You don't fix that. I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care who the running back is. I don't care who the offensive coordinator is, unless they can figure out a workaround around that offensive line. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe Chip just had no idea what to do and had some old school ways of thinking for offensive line play that it just had them looking crazy. And you get somebody with a better understanding of modern football to work with that offensive line, and maybe they can protect it a little bit. Maybe they're putting them in a better spot. But if that's like who they are, just like not good like that, it don't matter. No matter who the quarterback or running back is.
Well, yeah, look at this Chip Kelly masterclass right here. It's third down for the Raiders. Look at how many guys are running routes on third down.
All right, man.
We got third down. So here's the clip for those who can't see us. We got
it's third down.
Third down.
Snap the ball.
Got to all 22 here.
Look at there's guys back there.
All right, man.
Two guys running routes.
Geno gets sacked.
Dog, here's I don't know what's worse. I don't know if it's Chip or the performance. They went super max protect, and the guy still got sacked. Look at all those black jerseys in the backfield.
Geno,
it's like nine of them. There's four guys rushing, and he still gets sacked. How does that happen?
There were seven defenders on the two wide receivers for about 15 yards.
I don't.
Who are you going to throw the ball? Who is the play for?
Imagination.
I don't know. I don't know, though, guys. I don't know if this is a chicken and the egg situation.
Oh,
yes,
man, I hate
there's
those.
Only two guys going out for routes with about seven defenders. I get that.
Yeah.
But how is a sack registered when there's eight guys in black jerseys in the backfield, only three or four guys rushing, and a sack still happens?
You sit back there long enough, it's gonna happen.
It wasn't even that long.
So that's the other thing. That's the other thing. You watch some of Geno's.
Let's time this out. Let's see.
Here we go.
It's not that long. You watch. I guarantee you.
3-1000. 4-1000.
In his defense,
4 seconds.
Well, hold on. Well, okay. Two things. If we can find, there's got to be a compilation of the 10 times that he was sacked yesterday. You'll see he did not have a ton of time in those. Two. What's he supposed to do?
Oh, Geno.
Other than throw the ball to Chip Kelly, what's he supposed to do right there?
Geno's nothing for Geno there.
Mm.
Geno's dead the second that play is called.
Jeez. I mean, he had the two guys leaking out, you know, who were chip blocking the one of the tight ends and Genty. So that adds two more guys on a check down.
But you can't leak if you're getting crushed by the defender.
That's what I'm saying, chicken or egg. Like, he couldn't even get to the point where he was looking at the checkdowns.
Right.
Like, usually when you think of the, in my eyes, when you think of the checkdown, it's like, okay, Man, it's been blocked for 5-6 seconds. Ah, nothing down there. Let me hit the check down.
I don't think it's that long.
Couldn't even get to it.
5-6 seconds. If you checking down, if you still upright, 5 to 6 seconds in, man, salute. Salute, salute, salute.
Oh, man, that was.
That's tough.
That was bad.
That was tough, tough, tough. But Chip is out. And the Raiders, well, they made Shedeur Sanders the starting quarterback.
Well, it actually took till a couple hours ago for him to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, Stefanski's a little weird.
Yeah, what's wrong with this guy?
I've been kind of fighting back and still like always working against, but Stefanski's been kind of weird.
Did you see the thing? And I'm not saying this means everything, but it does mean something. Did you see he didn't even like address him or give him the game ball?
I didn't see that. I saw Andrew Berry, the GM, going up to Shedeur after the game, but
what's wrong with this guy? Guy, your rookie gets his first NFL win. You don't even get him the game ball or acknowledge him?
My guess, he knows he's fired.
Could be that too.
Yeah, Stefanski's gone.
But what, right. But what that got to do with Shedeur?
Well, he has no investment in Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, you don't even like the guy? Well, that's what it says to me.
I don't think he ever liked the guy.
That's what it says to me. And now you look crazy.
And all of these, it's so funny. Like, I got this. I don't know. I had zero interest in reading it, but it was pushed out from Apple News, so it could have come from the New York Times. It could have come from anywhere. Mm-hmm. But it was Shedeur Sanders gets his first win as a starting quarterback. He showed some promise, but man, he's got a lot to learn. Like, here's my column. It's like, hold up. What round was Shedeur drafted in?
The fifth round. Fifth.
You're not covering him like he's a fifth round pick. You talk about, Cam Ward got his first win, man. He's got some. You talk about the top three rounds of quarterbacks, the guys who have starting jobs coming out the gate. This guy was the third string quarterback to start the year, mm-hmm. but you're analyzing him like he was a starting quarterback at the beginning of the season or was a first round pick. Mm-hmm. These media people want it both ways. There are a lot of people working against Shedeur Sanders. And here's what I love the most about yesterday. I love Shedeur. And this is the part everybody's going to hate. All of those people, I should say, are going to hate. Shedeur was like, yeah, that's what yes, I can do this. I think it was Myles Garrett. You hear what Myles Garrett said?
I didn't see him.
I don't know who else. I don't know that there's another quarterback in the NFL that can make that throw he made on that, was a 60-something yard touchdown pass. Yeah. I don't know how many. That was Myles Garrett that said that.
It's a good teammate.
He's got a lot, same to you. You can't have it both ways. No, you can either praise him or you can criticize him.
Well, you can praise.
Everybody wants it both ways with Shedeur Sanders.
He's
a fifth overall, like a fifth round pick.
Good teammate. There's no other quarterback in the league that can make that
throw. That's not what he said. He said, I don't think there's a lot of quarterbacks in this league that can make that throw.
The first time I thought you said, he said.
He said there's not a lot of quarterbacks that can make that throw.
Yeah. Shedeur is a good quarterback. At least he was in college. Give him an opportunity in the NFL.
And the fight against giving him an opportunity when all he had to do was play the Las Vegas Raiders. And he's good to go.
Well, Stefanski's kind of killing me after the game, too. Like, yeah, I can't commit to Shedeur yet. I didn't say that directly, but just, yeah, I don't know who starts. And be like, Dylan Gabriel was not good.
Stefanski looks like a bum. He looked like a bum of a coach.
If Stefanski was even remotely good at his job, he would have said, I know it's not Dylan Gabriel. I know that's who's not my starting. I'll tell you who my starting quarterback is when I figure it out. I can tell you who it's not. But he was taken third overall, and you got to have this leash with – or third round, and you got to have this leash. Oh, maybe – you know, we've got an investment here and all of this nonsense, man. This is why the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns.
They play the Niners on Sunday.
Formidable team right there then, I guess. We'll come back. There were a lot of reports about the Sacramento Kings over the weekend. None of it should be surprising, but it seems one particular thing upset a lot of Kings fans. We'll talk about it when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
20. All right, so in the midst of the Sacramento Kings getting their first win in, I believe, an eternity, I don't know that that's the exact time frame, but it feels like it. On Saturday, there were reports coming from our man Jake Fisher over there on Mark Stein's platform that the Sacramento Kings were open to trading everybody except for Keegan Murray and Nick Clifford. None of that should be surprising, especially given the way that the team is playing, to any Sacramento Kings fan. I probably wouldn't include Russell Westbrook in that, but it's certainly not a protect-at-all-cost type thing if you need salaries to match up or you've got to do something along those lines. But that obviously means DeMar DeRozan. That means DeMontis Sabonis. That means Malik Monk, which I think we already knew and understood. That means Zach LaVine. And as we said all the last week, in theory, that's great. It's wonderful. The idea that you want to trade them, the idea that you're open to trade, that's all good. None of that means you're going to be able to. But what got Kings fans' attention was not who was on the list to go, but who was on the list of exemptions. And the absence of Keon Ellis seemed to upset a lot of Kings fans. Keon Ellis registered a DNP on Saturday. I think a lot of fans see something in Keon Ellis that the Sacramento Kings don't. I have struggled to figure out who is right in this situation. For some reason, unlike last year, and remember it was Mike Brown who said Keon Ellis is a situational role player. It was Mike Brown who maybe privately was a bit critical of Keon Ellis to certain members of the media. And this year, some of Keon's shortcomings are really, really standing out to me, to the point where I find them frustrating. It's not me saying I know who is right and who is wrong in this situation. I can see both sides, Jesse.
Can they both be right? Like, Keon Ellis can be a good defender and shoot the ball well from three and all that, but also, if we have a real conversation about it, is Keon Ellis that type of player really difficult to replace if you're trying to build a team?
No.
And it's kind of like Keon Ellis is a good player, but like if you need to find another Keon Ellis, you probably can't.
Dog, and listen to what the conversation is and what Zach Fisher is talking about. He's talking about everybody is open except for those two. Talking about Keegan and Neek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there ain't no world as much as I love the guy, where Keon Ellis should be untouchable.
Is anyone convinced he's your starting two?
No.
Like, convinced, and if he's not, then...
Like, to a certain degree, Keegan and Neek aren't untouchable for me. Untouchable?
Sure.
Like, I'm not shopping them.
I hear you. Yeah.
I'm not trying to move on from them. But, yeah, everybody got a price. That's what $1 Million Man told us. And everybody on this roster.
Learned a lot of lessons from the Million Dollar Man.
Did. Dribble the ball.
Slavery was still
times.
Active in the 80s.
Yeah, no, Keon absolutely should be, you know, with everybody else as far as a movable player. Once again, that doesn't mean that you're attempting to move him. That doesn't mean that you'll just give him away for anything. But when you're evaluating this roster, when you're evaluating what moves you can make, in my opinion, he absolutely should be part of that. Like, if you can better your roster, better your situation financially, asset-wise,
mm-hmm.
with Keon Ellis being a part of a deal, yeah, you do it.
Let's see what Leezy's talking about here, 916-909-1320.
Leezy been on hold since Friday.
He has. Leezy, we appreciate that. Your dedication to this show and this station is phenomenal.
I try my best, D-Lo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, guys? Hey, well, you know, just staying on topic, I have two questions, if that's okay, D-Lo.
I'm sorry, what were you staying on top of? Just real quick, what did you say you were staying on top of?
Whoa, I'm trying to stay on top of everything Kings. Whoa.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure.
Ref, help me out, ref. But, hey, guys, so my first question was about Keon Ellis. Like, what do you think realistically you can get back for him? Because I'm hearing people think Kings could get a first-round pick for him, and I don't think that's the case, and I'm high on Keon, too. And the real reason I called, guys, was I wanted to get, like, kind of your state of mind for the Kings. Do you think, like, right now going forward in the season, do you think things could get worse? Do you think this could get to, like, Nico Harrison level where people are really mad at the front office? Or do you think Kings fans are going to be patient and kind of – see things through and kind of see where things go?
Oh, patience, sweetie. No, there's no patience ahead.
I'm gonna answer that, but Leezy, hey Leezy, you can't come in here. That,
yeah,
I'm gonna talk about the
Kings. Yeah.
And we're gonna talk about Keon Ellis and what he's getting for a first rounder.
And
not address blowing a 21 point lead yesterday. Your boy, you would have called us any other time.
Hey, I didn't say they're getting a first-round pick. That's the word. I'm not reporting.
No, don't. I'm talking about Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
Oh, hey, man. First of all, hey.
You hear how his voice changed?
Hold on. Hey, you hear? Why your voice changed like that?
Hold on a minute. Hey, for all the Cowboys fans out there like Stanley and Drew Down and whoever else, throw your parade, get out the sparklers, play Gap Band, drop a bomb on me, because that's the highlight of your season. It ain't going to get better than that. So enjoy the victory, and we won't see you in the playoffs or whatever else. So enjoy that win.
I don't give a damn about the Cowboys, but I just know. Wasn't it last week when he called in talking about, oh, where the Jalen Hurts haters at? And then he go coming here today. Yeah, guys, you know, I just want to talk about, the Kings, and I heard they were getting a first-round pick. No, hell no. Address this first, and then we'll talk about the Kings.
This is shameful fan behavior from Leezy, but what's new?
That man just wanted to get his take off. And
you know what? There you go again defending him again with his fan nonsense.
He got fan nonsense?
Yes.
Man.
Now. Back to his
Keep
point.
Living, Leezy. Keep living.
Let's start with the second topic first. This was something that came up this morning with Sam Redacted's article and interview that he had with Scott Perry that came out this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott said it maybe a couple times, but he talked about patience.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've talked about it before. Others have talked about, like don't tell Kings fans to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
The fact remains that they got to be patient. Like, even if you don't want to hear it and they've been patient for 20 years or whatever, like, I get it.
You don't have to come up with a different word, man. You
wait,
can't
a different word.
Tell
wait a little
this
bit.
Fan base that, yeah, like, you just.
Okay.
Find it different. I understand. You got to find a different way to convey that message. Like, this fan base has been more than patient with the ineptitude of this organization.
Well, I don't think there's anything else you could say to his part. Just all up to action at this point.
Yeah, it's like different.
Gonna,
it
like,
is.
Yeah, like Scott Parrish is probably stuck in a tough spot.
But maybe you play the fake humbled. Hey, I'm asking, be patient with me. I'm not asking you to be patient as a fan. I'm asking you to just be patient with me and trust that I'm going to work on it. I know that sounds different, but to me, I know that doesn't sound different, but to me it is.
And then, okay.
I don't even know that that works. That was, we might have to workshop this a little bit.
But, and I'm just talking to my people. Like, I love my Kings fans. Like, say whatever you're going to say, tweet whatever you're going to say. Like, I'm not policing it. But a lot of people want a tear down and they want to rebuild and all this. For that to work, you got to be patient, right? Like, you have to be. They don't want a quick fix. They don't want a Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, go get something. They want, just tear this whole thing down and rebuild. Like, yeah, that's cool if that's what you want to do, but there's patience involved in that.
I think it's less about the process and more about the message, because I think all they've been hearing is be patient. Some point
with no direction.
Yeah, exactly. You get sick of that.
Like, if you're tearing the team apart and you're going that clear direction of a rebuild or a however we want to phrase this, I don't think there's a necessity for you to go, oh, just be patient. I don't think you have to do that. I think it's understood. Here's the path that we're going. I think the frustration with a lot of Kings fans is you keep telling us to be patient, but you keep trying these different fixes. And it was, even though it was positioned differently back then, it was George Hill, Vince Carter, Zach Randolph, and then you pulled the plug on that like 41 games into the season. It might not even have been that long. It might have been 30-something games into the season. Okay, we're not going to do this. All right, no. Okay, we got an idea. We're going to draft another guard. Oh, wait, this guard's really, really good. You know what? We're going to balance our roster here. Let's make this. I got it. We're going to make this big trade. Okay, now we've got a direction. We're young. We're offensive. We move the ball. There's a problem, though. The coach is adamant that this really high efficient offense has to be really good defensively. Okay, crap. Well, we've got to get defensive players. No. Let's just get through this first year, make everybody happy. How many times did you say it? I can't even remember the number anymore. 17 can't be 18. Mm-hmm. Kenny was right. It wasn't. And Mike was like, well, great. Now it's my turn to do it my way. Hmm. And then they like the direction is lost again. So it was like you had direction for 1 year, and everything since then, and even hindsight to that 1 year, has taught us like maybe you didn't have a clear and concise direction. And we thought our patience had finally paid off, when in actuality, we're just hitting the reset button on patience, because no one is clear in where this basketball team is going after making that trade with Tyrese Halliburton and Domantas Sabonis.
And everything you're saying is right. There's not even, like, that's factually right. My only rebuttal would be, if I was Scott Perry, they didn't have a direction.
Mm.
That wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
My retort to that, mm-hmm. as Kings fan section 101, row L.
That's a real Google name C2, nowadays, too, by the way.
Probably, yeah, it's probably in the chat, is not for me.
I understand.
I got 30 years of season ticket. My dad was an original season ticket holder at the first Arco Arena, pal. Like, I've been here.
We're having a conversation. I get it. What do you want me to do, though?
Fix it, Scott.
Do you want me to go get...
And give me some cup holders where the drinks don't fall out all goddamn night.
My retort would be like,
watching all of these bros with their tall canned beers set them in the thing and it goes tumbling over like a jackass. That's what I want, Scott.
That, like, hey, LaMelo Ball's available. I can go get him if you want. He's even a little younger than the type of guy I'm thinking. But, like, yeah, I can go get this 8-year-old vet that I can go get Zach LaVine, like a Zach LaVine type. I can go do that if you want, but then you won't have to worry about patience.
But
that's not, I don't think that's the best way to go.
And maybe I'm misunderstanding the people who want the teardown, the start over.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is an understanding when you do that. Like, all right, it's a process. And we are starting this process here. Let's see what can come about of it. I don't think anybody believes, and again, I could be wrong because I've never been in this camp. I don't believe anyone believes, okay, accumulate these draft assets. Can you care what? Get your picks right, and everything will be better next year. I think people, again, not being in this camp, but having conversations with them, I think people are looking for a young product that they can get excited about, young players that they can get excited about, players that they can, you know, kind of latch on to and love and watch this team grow together. My thing with that has always been, if you want to do that full teardown thing, don't be upset in 3 years when we're on our, you know, third 30-win season, 28-win season, and it's not progressing the way that you thought. Because hitting on all picks for anyone is a stretch. Hitting on all picks for this organization is a big stretch. We went down Scott Perry's draft history. He's drafted some fine players. He's never drafted a guy. He's never drafted the guy. Was it R.J. Barrett? Who was his highest selection?
Probably was R.J. R.J. was three, I think.
Oh, was he three?
He might have been three or four.
Okay, still either that's I thought R.J. Barrett was like six, but three or four, like that's his highest selection. That's he's never landed a one, a chance to draft Cade, Paolo, Ant. You know, the guys that we talk about so often as the young, you know, leaders of their teams in this league. So I you know, I don't know, but this is, again, I'm speaking for a crowd that I've never been in before.
Yeah.
I've never been of the do it this way.
The I think that year with the Knicks, I believe, did they have the worst or the best odds to land a number one pick, thinking they were getting Zion, and they didn't. I think that's what happened. They either had the worst or it was like top two.
It's hard to remember. I do remember the crazy Zion Knicks hype, but that's because I was watching ESPN at the time.
And clearly they were, if they had the three pick, they were close enough. Where they thought it was real.
Right.
Yeah, they had a 14% chance going into the lottery.
Is that the 14-14-14?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
So I looked this up. Different words for patience.
Okay.
Scott should say, look, guys, I'm going to need, and I don't even know if this is like grammatically correct. Like, just I'm just trying to put the word in there. Kings fans, I need your forbearance.
No. God, that sounds condescending. No. Also.
When Kyle Madsen tries to use big words.
Yeah, like it's infuriating. I want to throw something at him. But you don't tell fans what they need to do. Ask them and direct it to yourself. I'm trying to just don't. Hey, Kenny, you have to be patient, because that's, look, I'm sorry you didn't get the raise that you wanted or the snacks that you wanted in the thing, but you've got to be patient. All right. I understand that this snack shack hasn't worked out the way you wanted.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to be patient with me. Let me get this figured out. That's asking you to do something for me rather than me asking you to do something. You've done enough. Now I'm saying, hey, this is on me. I've got to fix this. Give me an opportunity to fix it. Maybe that's how you phrase it.
Maybe so.
Give me an opportunity. I understand you were patient after the Beam team and the playoff drought ended. I understand, and I was a part of the incredible amount of patience that you exercised leading in to that Beam team. I was here when De'Aaron Fox was drafted. I'm asking you to give me a chance to fix this. We did what we could this offseason. We have settled into our positions, and we're going to do everything we can to get this basketball team fixed.
And that's a great way of saying it. That's probably what – the way Scott should go about it, he should do it I'm also of the belief that no matter what I say, it doesn't matter what I say, I'm only going to be judged on whether or not I get the wins and losses. I'm not going to be judged on how many times I asked you to preach patience. Or I didn't. Like, he could go against all that and be like, look, man, need you guys to be patient. And if in 3 years they're where Oklahoma City was 2 years ago, ain't nobody going to care what he said today. It's it, and rightfully so with Kings fans. The process, I don't think, matters. It's about the wins and losses. Can you get somebody in here that is going to get us out of this ineptitude of losing? That's it. You can, if once again, you talk to me nice and they still sorry in 4 years, I don't care that you talk to me nice. I think that's where Kings fans are.
Well, you might not care in 4 years that I talk to you nice, but you might care the next time you have the opportunity to go to a basketball game.
For sure.
And whether you want to spend your money to be at the Golden One Center.
Yeah.
Because I have opinions on what's going to happen with this basketball team should they continue to go this route that they're going. And it's going to affect Vivek's pocketbook. Mm-hmm. And when it affects Vivek's pocketbook, how does he feel about Scott Perry and the autonomy that he says that he has, which was a subject of discussion in the conversation that he had with Sam Amick, that Sam posted in The Athletic today.
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious to play this clip of him, of Sam Amick talking to Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross. Well, I feel like we could be able to, because Jason Ross does work for us.
This is true. This is true. The season's over. But
he talked. Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah.
That was tough.
For so many different reasons. Hell of a win by Davis over the weekend, though. Sam's question to Scott Perry: I've reported in the past before you came back that Vivek has played a significant part in the decision to fire Mike Brown last year. He played a significant part in the decision to trade De'Aaron Fox specifically for Zach LaVine. And there's been a reality for a long time now that his involvement has made things more challenging for people in the front office. So how would you characterize the way that it was functioned so far and your level of confidence that the dynamic can be healthy? And Scott responded by saying, when I use the word autonomy, I meant that. He goes on to talk about, Sam, you know me. I'm not someone to give lip service. So as the fan base examines and looks at moves, they need to look at it from the time I got here to however long I'm going to be here. I'm going to have the ultimate autonomy and authority to make what I believe are the necessary decisions to give the fan base, this fan base that's been yearning for winning for so long, an opportunity to have that type of team to cheer for. Full stop. Here's what I'll say to Scott Perry's remark right there. You will be the first one. So congratulations to you. Either Vivek has gotten tired of losing, someone has finally gotten through to him, or he has said to you what he has said to countless people in the past, and it's, yes, you have full autonomy until he gets frustrated or until he gets infatuated or there's something out there that he wants and he feels like you're not going to go get it. Mm-hmm. The clip that I was alluding to of Sam talking to Jason Ross and Carmichael Dave is Sam talking about he didn't want Mike fired. He didn't want Doug Christie to be the coach. He didn't want Doug to continue to be the coach. If left to his own devices, Monty would have built the roster completely differently. That's Sam Amick talking about Monty McNair. Monty McNair and Scott Perry are two very, very different people. We had the opportunity to meet and be around both of them. I would say we've had the opportunity to have conversations with both of them, but that's absolutely not true about Monty McNair. Monty McNair has been in a room where we are and has not been talking to anybody. Mm-hmm. He's been in a room that we are and he's talked to people, but he is not the mover and shaker that Scott Perry is. When we met Monty McNair, we approached Monty. When we met Scott Perry, Scott approached us. Mm-hmm. It is a completely different dynamic. They are not the same people, but when your paycheck is on the line and guaranteed money for a number of years are on the line, if Vivek Ranadive comes to you and says, hey, I want Zach LaVine, De'Aaron Fox doesn't want to be here, find a way to get me Zach LaVine. No, that's not the best for this franchise. it's my franchise, and I want Zach LaVine to be here. Do you stand on your principles and go, fine, I quit, and lose, you know, the rest of the years, potentially wind up in a legal battle if you try to find another job? Or do you just say, okay, I'll get it done, but you're in charge of this construction of this roster now? That's a hard, it's, we all say what we would do,
right?
But again, we recruited, Monty's getting paid. He might be working for the Clippers or wherever he's at, but Vivek's paying him. Mm-hmm. And are our principles strong enough to walk away from whatever guaranteed dollar figure these guys make?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's it's literally the million-dollar question in some cases.
Very much so.
How you going to go about that? And, you know, the things that you said in the past, 100% correct. You know, Scott, you're talking about you got full autonomy. That's cool. See what happens when things don't, if things don't go the way Vivek wants them to. Then who has full autonomy?
And that's it. That's it. When it goes wrong, when, oh yeah, we blew it up and we made our first draft pick and the first two draft picks didn't go well. Okay, then what? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see. You can get in on this conversation if you want to. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Speaking of contract situations, 49ers and Panthers play tonight, and I think the biggest story surrounding the 49ers right now is an off-the-field situation with Brandon Ayuk. It's really stunning in the realm of sports to see something like this, and there's a lot of different layers to it. So we'll dive into that. We'll talk much more Kings, too, when James Hamm joins us. Plus, Ruthie Bolton's going to be here coming up at 2:30. That's all ahead. It's Steelin' with Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Again, 916-909-1320. Hey, big shout out to our man, Dusty Baker. He is going to be out at the Granite Bay location, Nugget Market in the Granite Bay. Coming up on December 3rd, Wednesday, December 3rd, from 5 to 7 o'clock, you have an opportunity to come out and taste wine with Dusty Baker, and he's got some great ones. He always has the rosé on tap. He has different versions of the Cab, the Zinfandels. He's got all of them out there, and, of course, you could buy them right there at the Nugget in Granite Bay. So mark your calendars, put the alert in. It's December 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. December 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m. Dusty Baker is going to be at the Nugget in Granite Bay. Yes, signing autographs. Yes, taking pictures. And absolutely tasting wine. And hopefully you'll come through and grab a few bottles, because we may be putting the Thanksgiving holiday behind us by then. But we got another one right after that. So come get all of the wine that you need for Christmas on December 3rd.
Yes, indeed, man. Pull up on them.
The 49ers and Panthers play tonight on Monday Night Football. That's great. I'm looking forward to it. It was kind of a weird day yesterday without the 49ers playing. I was locked into the Raiders more because I wanted to see Shador. But it was a weird Sunday afternoon where the Kings aren't playing, and it's like, hey, guys, let's wash the car. Let's put more Christmas decorations. Let's do this. Let's do that. We kind of just wound up doing a whole bunch of different things with either the game playing in my ear or it on one of the TVs. But it's 49ers football tonight. Of course, we've got to two-screen it with the Sacramento Kings playing. Game is interesting. Kyle, you know, asked, you know, should they win, all of those different things, and that's all fine and fun conversation. The story surrounding the San Francisco 49ers right now is whatever the hell is going on with Brandon Ayuk. This situation with Brandon Ayuk and the organization is absolutely incredible, and it's unlike anything I think I've ever seen, where they signed him to a contract last year and have voided the remaining years, the remaining guarantees, with justification. And Ayuk is like, cool, all good. It feels like there was buyer's remorse, signer's remorse. It feels like these two entered in a marriage that we are now in the process of watching it be annulled, where they're like, we were young and stupid. We didn't want to do this. And while it hasn't completely, like, Brandon Ayuk is still under contract, he could still play for the San Francisco 49ers this year. I have absolutely no belief that he's going to.
Yeah, I don't. I take that back. The only reason why he might play is unless he's got a deal ready to go, or he just wants to, you know, bet on himself 100%. Feels like he needs some tape. Needs some tape for people to see, like, no, he's still, I can see, he's not going to be 100%, or he's not going to be exactly where he's, but I can see he still trusts that knee, or, you know, I can see him out there still being effective. That's the only reason why I would think he would play. But it feels like we've seen his last game as a 49er for sure. And I can't remember a scenario ever like this in sports.
Yeah, this is insane. Just a complete willingness to, it's fine.
And congratulations to the 49ers. Feel like they dodged a bullet here. You know how I felt with Brandon Ayuk, and it's nothing to do with him personally, just the nature of the knee injury. I thought, and I think, he's borderline cooked. He's nowhere near. I don't think he'll ever be the type of receiver that we saw before the knee injury, the type of receiver that warrants a $26, $28, $30 million a year payday. And that's what they had committed to him. And, yeah, you're able to get out of that scot-free. Yeah, you got bailed out. You got bailed out if you were the Niners. And I know at the time, you know, I saw a lot of people talking about it at the time. I guess it was a scenario where John Lynch might have had a deal pretty much set to go with the Steelers for a second rounder and a third rounder. And the folklore and the urban tale is that Shanahan ran through the facility, ran upstairs into John Lynch's office. It was like, hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. Let's sign him. Let's get a deal. And now people are like, well, that was stupid because you could have had a second. At the time, no, you're bringing Ayuk back. Like, this is a guy that you drafted that you're trying to develop, and he's played, you know, fantastic. You're going to – I can understand taking a chance and giving him the money he wants and bringing him back. Like, if he wants to sign and you got the money and you got a deal ready to go, it's not crazy that you didn't trade him away. But to be able to get out of that contract a couple years later, once again, is just a gift. It's a gift for the 49ers. I think they'll have $25 million extra in cap space with the Brandon Ayuk voided contract. So that was crazy. It happened like in the last 30 seconds of our show on Friday.
It did. And shout out to Jesse for making sure that it made air. If I'm the 49ers, I'm watching this really closely, right? Like, because I think there's a couple of schools of thought. These two don't like each other, and they just want a clean break. Fine. But there's also, the reason they're able to void these guarantees is because, the reason they're able to void this entire contract is because there were violations, meeting violations. Essentially, in just like the regular world, it's a breach of contract. Mm-hmm. And the 49ers were like, this is good enough for us to end this relationship. You don't want to be here. We're sick of this. We're out. Everybody's out. I'd watch what he does next pretty closely if I'm the 49ers. Because even if you want to be out of this business, meaning the Brandon Ayuk business, even if you want to be out of that, if he signs with a team immediately, I'm looking at that like, I'm going to ask the league to look into this. Because I would feel like they could make the case for tampering. Now, maybe they truly don't care. And it's just not a battle that they want to fight. But if I have a player under contract and that player just stops showing up, no matter how tumultuous our relationship might be, and he just stops showing up and he specifically does acts that can cause us to void his contract. And when we do, he doesn't fight it. I might have a few questions because it's maybe it's not uncommon for a team. And again, I do feel like it is for a team to try to go this route, avoiding a year guaranteed year, a guaranteed dollar or whatever, or signing bonuses. We've seen that in the past. But for the player to just be like, it's cool, man, all good. That's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm the 49ers, even if I don't, if I'm done with Brandon Ayuk, I'm watching this pretty closely.
Yeah.
When that official release comes, and it sounds like that's going to happen this offseason.
Yeah, I completely understand that. I agree with you. Brandon Ayuk is just and he's been a different cat maybe for a long time, but like it really came to light when he was a free agent or going into contract negotiations, and he was just moving kind of weird. I'll never forget. And I was trying to think back to like what exactly was said in that Pivot interview that shook me up so much. And I can't remember something specific, but I just remember how I felt after that. And I came in and I told you, I was like, yo, you see this Pivot interview, Brandon? Like this dude, I don't know about this cat. Yeah. There was something about that. And the only reason I got alerted to it, or I even watched it, is because I was alerted to it by like a handful of people. When it came out, people that are 49ers fans that they just like, yo, you see this interview? Like, what's up with this dude? And I was like, man, that's too many people for me to just like not go and watch it. Let me see it myself. And I watched it and I had the same reaction as everybody else.
Yeah.
And you combine that with the way the end of the contract negotiation happened, where John Lynch is at the press conference and he's visibly like pissed off. He's like, yo, do you want to play or not?
Yeah.
And then Ayuk signs a day or two later. Mm-hmm. And then when he's asked about, like, yeah, I probably, could have signed this about 3 weeks ago. And what? And then you got all the social media stuff. And then it goes into him apparently missing meetings and doing all, even little stuff is down to, remember when he wore the different color shorts for no reason? And Kyle got
I was
mad.
Thinking about that over the weekend for some reason. Yeah, because that's what I remember, the exchange between those two.
Yeah.
On the, was it practice field?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just for no reason. Like, knew he was mm-hmm. knew there was a rule against those shorts, whatever. Warm anyway. It's just moving weird. And I wish him the best wherever he goes, whether it's Pittsburgh or anywhere else. I hope he's healthy. I hope he even proves me wrong in the respect of, like, I don't think he's going to be able to recover fully from that knee injury. But, man, it feels like and everything you said about checking, watching it moving forward is 100% valid. Man, it just feels like they dodged a bullet, like getting that guy out of the.
And maybe they place. Don't care. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they're just like, we don't, you tamper with whoever. Go, you can go negotiate a contract right now, because when this season is over, we're out. So go do you. That could very well be a thing. I just feel like as a sports organization, as an organization in the NFL in particular, they're gonna be like, no, you can go, you could go play for whoever you want to, negotiate. Mm-hmm. You're free and clear of us. Mm-hmm. But don't do it in a way that makes us look stupid.
Right.
Because if we cut you and you sign with a team that day, yeah, I'm going to have some questions. Mm-hmm. And it's not I care about where you sign. It's not that I care about the Brandon Ayuk business. It's that I care about the integrity of San Francisco 49er business.
Now, here's what I would argue if I was Brandon Ayuk or his representation or anything. You guys made this – well – you made the announcement in November. The contract allegedly has been voided since July. Like, that's the other thing that came out. Like,
it's been voided. I read something happened in July. I didn't realize the contract was voided.
Yeah, they let him know in July that this was going to be the case. You've been in breach of contract for missing meetings.
When the hell did Kyle Shanahan say week six? What month was that? What month was that?
That's, I don't know. That's what's crazier about this. Like, this has been happening since the summer. Brandon notified the Players Association in the summer. Don't fight it. It's good.
Mm.
And I say that to say, yeah, he's known for a year that he's not going to be on the 49ers moving forward. So, like, my argument to the 49ers would be like, this wasn't a secret. Like, yeah, my agent might have been talking to people as far back as October. Mm-hmm. So you cut me on February or March 1st, and I signed with somebody later on March 1st. Like, come on now. That doesn't mean anything shady's been going on. That means you told me in July that you were cutting me. Mm-hmm. And I just have my people working on stuff.
Mm.
That would be the argument. But
which I don't think is legal.
No.
I think that no. what you just said.
You'd still be.
I mean, now we're not stupid. Mm. We know how it works in the NBA. I have no doubt that it works the same. We know it works. Albert Haynesworth signs a $200 million deal at 12:01. Right. It's like, yeah, like we get it. Like we know how this works.
That was the real bizarre thing to me that this is.
Yeah, I completely misunderstood the July thing. I thought the July thing was when the acts that caused them to want to void the contract occurred. That's what I thought. I didn't realize that everybody was informed in July. I missed that. I read that completely wrong.
That's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this in any sport. Where, like, somebody was talking about Wilkinson with the Raiders earlier this year. But Wilkinson, as far as I know, was like, no, you're going to give me my money. I've never seen somebody say, nah, I'll walk away from it all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go find another contract.
Which probably is to I'm good. I have something in Pittsburgh waiting for me. Something in New England.
That's my thought as well.
Somewhere waiting for me. It's not
because even if he knows that he's in breach of contract and he probably lose, you still fight it. You would think like you still the Players Association.
Oh, you fight the money. Yeah.
You still fight it or put up some type of resistance to get it in front of an impartial judge or something and see what happens.
Impartial.
Who's side the judge on the NFL side, NFL player side?
Is Roger Goodell.
NFL's team.
Isn't it Roger Goodell?
I was thinking like a judge.
Oh, like an arbitrator.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, if it's...
I wouldn't be surprised to learn Roger Goodell is also the arbitrator of the NFL.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is Christian McCaffrey's first game against the Panthers.
Mm.
it's funny. We take that stuff for granted because it happens so often in the NBA. Like, oh, so-and-so's return. Russell Westbrook's revenge game against Denver. This is like his second time in Denver just this year. But that's not the way the NFL schedule works. And this is Christian McCaffrey's first game against the Panthers. I feel like Christian McCaffrey has been a 49er for a decade.
Yeah, it feels like a lifetime line.
Like, it
lifetime
feels niner. Like he's always been here, when in fact, he's been a member of the San Francisco. Like, that happened during the show. That yeah. That happened during this five-year span. But, yeah, his first game against the Panthers tonight.
Thank you, Carolina. Thank you. Christian McCaffrey's been a godsend. An absolute godsend.
Absolutely.
I used to always think that Raheem Mostert was the perfect running back for Kyle Shanahan. And he was a damn good one. Like, he had the speed, the one cut ability, you know, could go from 0 to 60. He's a damn good one. Mm-hmm. No. Christian McCaffrey is the perfect running back in a Kyle Shanahan system. Especially around that 2022, 2023 time, because he had the burst ability. Pause, if need be. He had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just making sure I'm covering all bases.
It's fine.
What's the one you guys always give him? The spurt ability.
Spurt ability. Both of them are a little.
No, burst ability is a little crazy.
Burst ability is kind of crazy.
Honestly, you're lucky I was out much right now.
Yeah.
If I was locked in more.
No, that one is kind of crazy. I didn't go lie. But he had that, and he was a receiving threat. He is perfect for Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, and that was always the thing, right? He's the perfect player for a Kyle Shanahan offense.
Yeah, and it's been a joy to watch him with the 49ers. And people always, like, especially after, what was that, the Atlanta game, where they would be like, they ran the ball really well in that game for the first time, and that Brendel had gotten hurt, and they brought in the backup at center, and, you know, they were ripping off all these runs. And all those people that said Kyle or Christian McCaffrey had lost a step, what do you say about tonight? No, settle down. He has lost a step. That doesn't mean he's a bum. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean he can't run effectively in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But you've seen every 49er game this year. They're just watching Christian McCaffrey. There is a difference between 2022, 2023 McCaffrey and this year's McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. Still good. Mm-hmm. Still really, really, really good. But, yeah, he lost a step. That dude in 2022 and then in the 2023 season, that was – I don't want to speak like crazy. That was one of the great running backs I had seen in recent memory.
Mm-hmm.
He was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, thank you, Carolina. I'm glad he's a 49er. And he got a – maybe about two more really good seasons left.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.